The Tasmanian Christmas Carnival Series is not too far away. The first round's coming up in Rosebery in a couple of weeks. Then it hits the northwest coast and Hobart and Launceston, all over the state, in fact. And the series promoter is Richard Welsh, who joins me now from Bangkok in Thailand. Good morning, Richard, and thank you for taking the call, because you're about 4 hours behind us, so I appreciate you getting up very early.
Yeah, no, good to be with you, Martin. Yes, over here for a global World Athletics Global Running Conference, so a good networking opportunity and hearing about all the local trends and things in our industry from around the world.
Now, did you take your checkbook with you? Have you signed anyone to bring back to the Christmas Carnival Series, or maybe you're thinking perhaps next year, a bit further ahead?
Well, I did. Well, no one travels with a checkbook these days, Martin. That's not the 80s, but I know what you mean. I did have dinner the other night with the manager of the Olympic 100-metre champion, but sadly he's outside of our budget. Even though I did enjoy the guy's company, Italian, manager of Marcel Jacobs. But, no, look, there's plenty of opportunities around these things. And if it's not the Christmas carnivals, then, you know, of course, we're organising the World Cross Country Championships, and distance running is a big theme at this conference. So always an opportunity to try and bring world-class athletes out to Australia.
Yeah, that's interesting too. You mentioned the World Cross Country Championship. We'll just go off the trail for a minute though, because they're in Bathurst next year, and we heard from Stuart McSwain at the launch of the Burnie Athletic Club memorabilia room, and he was saying that he was looking like he's going to be in a mixed relay team in the World Cross Country Championships in Bathurst. I mean, how special is that?
Yeah, it's super exciting. The Australian team, we've got So the rules are, for that one, two men and two women, they run 2 kilometres each. So it's pretty simple maths, even for a guy like me. And we've got 4 Olympic finalists in Stuart McSwain, Ollie Hoare, Jess Hull and Lyndon Hall. And so if anyone's going to knock them off to get into that team, they're going to have to be very good and run extremely well at the trial in Canberra on January 15th. And that team of Australians, to have 2 men and 2 women that are Olympic finalists going over that distance on home soil, we'll be starting up there as gold medal favourites.
Yeah, I guess they'll get to practice at Bathurst too, will they, or is that not allowed?
Well, not until the week of the event, unfortunately. It's a pretty popular venue, Mount Panorama, so we don't get to lock it off for our running course, and it's not a specific running course, so we have to make that for the championship specifically. So the trial will actually be in Canberra, just down the road, a couple of hours away.
I think the record, the fastest down Conrad Straits, about 320 kilometres an hour. They won't quite be going that fast. I'm really excited when you tell me about that, and that's a great team. I think they're a chance for a medal, absolutely. Now let's talk about the carnivals. As I said, they get underway at Rosebery on December the 17th, then we've got Hobart on the 27th of December, Launceston on the 28th, Devonport on the 29th, Launceston again on the 30th, which will be for the Madison, Burnie on December the 31st, and the Headlands on January the 21st. And I know, again, athletics is where you come from, and I know you've signed some pretty impressive sprinters for this season as well.
We didn't have to look too far for some good sprinters, to be honest, because so many of them are in Australia, in Tasmania already. So we certainly signed Jack Hale. He was our first man, and young Jagger Pybus, I can tell you, who went over an Australian developing team this year and ran really, really well. If it wasn't for Jack Hale and Jacob Despard, Jagger Pybus would be the Tasmanian 100-metre record holder. So he's the third fastest ever that the state's produced, and he doesn't get talked about enough, in my view.
No.
He's a really exciting young athlete.
Got the South Australian who holds the record for the 200 metres. We've got in the women, of course, Tori from Queensland coming back again. She was an absolute favourite with the crowd last year, wasn't she?
Oh, she's a star. She's a lovely lady, and she's Australia's fastest ever teenager. So exciting to have her, and Caleb Law, that we announced as well the other night, is coming out, and he won a bronze medal at the World
Under-20s.
The World Under-20 200 metres this year. So we got the, as well as Aidan Murphy, as you said, at the top there, is the Australian 200 metre champion as well. And he's only a teenager. So, you know, Jack Hale's the oldest out of these guys.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Really exciting.
He's so young, Jack, and then to call him the oldest. And you've had some great signings for cyclists as well. Of course, Georgia Baker on Tasmanian Athlete of the Year, so it's great to have her on the track again.
Look, yeah, what a year she's had, and transitioning nicely to the road. So very big congratulations to the Georgia Baker being named that prestigious crown at the that ceremony down in Hobart. So it's super exciting, and she's always welcome at the series.
Yeah, indeed, and you announced that there's a big squad coming from New Zealand as well.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting this year that the internationals have been able to come out. The borders are open. The flights are terribly expensive. It's been a really big hamstring for us, but we've got a lot of interest from overseas, largely because we've got four races now, four carnivals, the two in Launceston and Devonport and Burnie that have UCI points on offer. So we've got interest from, I think, seven or eight different countries with groups of riders coming out. And last year we were really struggling to try and get three men and three women from different countries. Well, it won't be a problem this year because they're coming from all over the place. And we started off with that announcement of Zach Williams's group of Kiwis, headed up by Ruben Webster, who came out pre-COVID. He's the only one that's had a look at the series before, and he's thought, you know what, this is pretty good. Bring a group of mates with me. So we're really happy about that.
Now, I tell you, when I was watching the Commonwealth Games a couple of months ago too, in the cycling there was quite a few names that I've seen, you know, right on the coast, Maeve Plouffe, Connor Lay, people like that that have come here as youngsters, as teenagers, and, you know, now they're riding for Australia in the Commonwealth Games, and we get to see them again, which is wonderful.
Oh, too right. You know, Australia's got the Commonwealth Games again in 4 years' time, and then we've got it, the Olympics in 10 years' time. So it will continue to produce a plethora of stars on both tracks coming up. And, you know, the Tasmanian Christmas Carnivals is a unique racing opportunity. It's back-to-back, especially for those cyclists. They can race 5 days in a row, really hard, multiple races every day against a range of athletes. And it's not necessarily the best rider on the day that wins, because, of course, we've got a handicapping system. So it really is the perfect opportunity for these guys and girls to come out and go hammer and tong and ride hard and ride fast every day. And hopefully we can put a few dollars in their pocket at the same time. They win some prize money and they have a great time and go back and tell everyone how nice Tasmania is.
Yeah, and the wood chopping will be big again this year, particularly in Burnie, because I know they've got, I think, a state title up for grabs, and the tree felling is very popular. But the day after the Burnie Carnival on the 31st, on the 1st of January, there's the Gowrie Park Carnival, which has got three Tasmanian titles. And then the following day, also at Gowrie Park, is the Tasmanian Thousands, which is Australia's richest wood chopping handicap event. So I know that the axemen are coming from all over for that little 4 or 5 day period.
Well, and stay tuned. We are working on a couple of signings from the Steel Timber Sports as well in the wood chopping side of things. And Mick Main, the former cyclist, now wood chopper, he's working closely with us. So I feel like we've got a great relationship with the axemen community. And do we say axemen and axewomen, or does axemen cover both of them?
Oh, well, they still call themselves axemen's associations, but I don't know whether you can do that these days. But
yeah, well, let's just call them wood choppers for time being.
Yeah, and, that's a nice non-binary term.
we're working as closely as we can with them, and the closest we ever have with the chopping community, and we might even have some of them staying with us at our camp environment this year as well, which would be really nice to sit down and get to know some of the choppers. They normally, you know, do their own thing, but, you know, they're coming into the group and mixing in with the runners and the cyclists now, which I'm quite looking forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic series. As again, Richard, as always, thanks for your time this morning. Again, appreciate you getting up early to take the call, and I'll catch up with you when you get back.
Nice one. Thanks, Martin.